It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a Wisconsin researcher tells us about efforts to detect wildlife diseases that could spread to livestock and humans.
First, in Wisconsin, it's illegal for anyone under the age of 18 to possess a firearm except for target practice, training, or hunting, and then in most cases under adult supervision. But hundreds or perhaps even thousands of teens illegally carry firearms each year. A new report from the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism explores the lethal combination of teens and guns.
Sean Kirkby is the author of that report. He's with us now to talk about it. He's a reporter for the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, when we think of gun violence here in Wisconsin, the first place that unfortunately pops into our minds is often Milwaukee. But in your piece, you say this is a problem that affects the whole state. How widespread is this?
So we just have anecdotal evidence of teens getting a hold of guns throughout the state in various circumstances. For instance, just within the past year alone, we've had an 11-year-old who was shot while playing with his 15-year-old cousin in Marathon County with a 22 caliber rifle. We've also had a case in Dane County in which a 17-year-old shot his ex-girlfriend's sister and his and her mother's boyfriend. We've had another case in Rhinelander in March in which a 17-year-old shot and killed her father, her stepfather. And we've also had another case in Superior where a teen got a hold of a gun and killed someone in an armed robbery. We also have had about a little bit more than 100 cases in which teenagers and children got a hold of guns and used them to end their lives between 2002 and 2012, I believe.
And those are the cases of suicide, and then also deaths, non-suicide, homicide deaths related to teen gun possession in Wisconsin. Do we know about how many people have died in those cases?
That data's a little bit harder to come by. In Milwaukee, for instance, we know that there have been about 110 people under the age of 17 who have had been suspects in homicides, gun homicides there. And we can also take a look at data in terms of how many, you know, teens have been killed throughout the state by firearms as well, which numbers in the hundreds.
Now, you've used the phrase teens getting their hand on guns. So what is the law when it comes to teenagers and the possession of firearms? What kind of laws are in place there?
So possession of a gun by anyone under the age of 18 is a misdemeanor unless that gun is being used for in terms of target practice or in hunting. People under the age of 12 cannot use guns in terms of hunting as well. And there are some rules revolving around the loaning the about how, you know, teens get a hold of guns. Essentially, it's a misdemeanor to allow a child younger than 14 access to a firearm without the permission of an adult.
And you quoted various researchers who are trying to answer that question. Okay, it's illegal for teens to have firearms. It's legal for them to have handguns. And yet, obviously, in these cases, they're getting them. What kind of findings have there been when it comes to how these guns are finding their way into the hands of teenagers in the state?
Well, it's a difficult question, as I discovered when I was working on the article. I talked to a researcher, the director of the John Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, and he had conducted some preliminary research showing that at least that in the cases of a nationwide survey of inmates in federal prisons under the age of 20, 36% of the offenders had used guns in crimes, had gotten them from friends and family. 40% of the inmates said they had gotten their guns from the street. When we're talking about in cases of suicide, there's been research that shows up to 82% of teens who have used a gun in suicide got it from a family member.
Talking to Sean Kirkby with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism about his recent report on teens and guns here in Wisconsin. And I want to pick up on that last point, the suicide statistics. So these are kids, teens, finding a gun maybe that their parents own or something like that. I want to get into the solutions that people are offering, and let's start there. What kind of things did you hear from people trying to tackle this problem?
So in terms of youth suicide, one of the things that researchers told me is that the thought of suicide usually happens very suddenly. It usually is correlated to a person's having a very traumatic event. And it can happen within minutes that they have this event and they decide, I'm going to commit suicide. And so in terms of that, what they recommended was that you, if you know a family member is going through a crisis, you remove the guns from the house or you make sure that your guns are locked. I talked with one researcher who pointed out that there's substantial benefit from just locking the gun in a safe or a lockbox. You don't even have to unload it.
And you talked to people with gun rights groups as well, and there's disagreement between them and the researchers on a lot of these issues, but even they are saying we need to train kids not to use these guns, not to handle the guns in the home.
Correct. I talked to a person involved with the state chartered NRA Association, and he really thought that education was the key. He pointed to the development of the concealed and carry laws as potentially increasing the level of education in the state because there are requirements that you have to be trained. But there isn't necessarily hard data that we can get a hold of our hands on to see if that has increased the amount of education.
And people have proposed laws on and off over the years at the state and federal level requiring guns to be locked up at home. What are you hearing about that?
There hasn't been a proposal in the Wisconsin legislature this far this year. As of the time writing it, there has been a few proposals to, as I report on the article, which is on WisconsinWatch.org, require universal background checks because there are some loopholes through gun shows and through purchasing online. But those efforts have not gone far in the legislature. There's also been efforts to increase the penalties that people face for being caught with guns as well. And those have moved forward in the legislature. I believe one of the houses has passed one of them.
You also looked into a technological solution, the idea of a smart gun. So what kind of features are people talking about when they talk about smart guns that would be relevant to issues of teens getting hold of guns that aren't theirs?
So smart guns are usually activated by, and it can usually recognize the user either through a fingerprint system or, in the case of the gun that's currently available on the market, you can use a wristwatch that communicates with the gun through a radio frequency system. So there is at least one gun on the market right now, and there are others that are being developed. But the hope is that once these guns become more popular, that once the guns enter the market, their cost will decrease and there will be more people who acquire them, and in turn that this will prevent youth who don't have their fingerprints recognized by the gun or who don't have access to that wristwatch from getting a hold of firearms and for hurting themselves or others.
In talking to the people who research this, who work on these issues, do you hear a sense of urgency coming from them that we need to be doing whatever the solution is more to try to prevent guns from falling into teens' hands and being misused for a homicide, for suicide?
I believe so. There's some urgency, especially given the high levels of gun violence in Milwaukee right now. I mean, since late August, there's been 41 children under the age of 17 have been wounded and 7 killed by gunfire in Milwaukee this year so far.
We'll leave it there for now. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Sean Kirkby, reporter at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, with us to talk about his new piece on the lethal combination of teens and guns.